He's the world number one tennis player and has won 9 of his 20 major titles at the Australian Open. This year, he gets to defend his title after announcing on Instagram that he was exempt from the country's vaccination rules and was granted permission to travel to Melbourne.
Obviously, the announcement by Novak that he has been granted a medical exemption, and that exemption affords him the opportunity to come into Australia, come into Victoria and compete at the Australian Open. So he's currently on a flight on his way here and gets here sometime today.
The decision has triggered widespread anger in a country that's had to deal with some of the toughest COVID restrictions on travel, both interstate and overseas. And from those in a city that have endured the world's longest cumulative lockdown to contain the pandemic.
I think it's disgusting. I don't know how you can get a medical exemption when you play that, when you're that fit and you play and you're number one in the world.
I think it's a disgrace. We've all done the right thing. We've all gone out and got our jabs and our boosters, and we have someone that's come from overseas and all of a sudden he's been exempt and can play, and I think it's an absolute disgrace and I won't be watching it.
All players and tournament staff must be vaccinated to have an exemption to take part in the Australian Open that starts on January 17. Last year, the world number one tennis player said he was personally opposed and wouldn't want to be forced by someone to take a vaccine in order to travel. The Australian Open CEO and the government in the state of Victoria have denied Djokovic got special treatment, but say it's up to the tennis player to reveal his medical condition.
It's very clear on what conditions you would receive an exemption on. And to briefly, quickly summarise those, one of them is obviously having an adverse response to any kind of vaccine and having something like an anaphylactic response. Another one is if you've just had major surgery and may or may not be suffering from myocarditis. And another one is you're a recovered case.
The Prime Minister was quick to deflect any criticism.
The Victorian government have made their decision on that, and so I'd have to refer to the Victorian government about their reasons for doing so.
Omicron has now reached every state in Australia. More than 90% of people aged over 16 have had 2 doses of the vaccine. Even so, the number of daily infections in most states is reaching record levels. Some testing centres have been forced to close to deal with the backlog. The National Cabinet, led by the Prime Minister, has now agreed to provide concessional access to rapid antigen tests in a bid to ease pressure on a health system struggling to cope. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Queensland, Australia.